From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on This Day in Maine, Thursday, June 6, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Red Zone Wireless, providing a local alternative for broadband throughout Maine. Learn more at redzonewireless.com.
Governor Janet Mills today signed a strong internet privacy bill into law. The bill prevents the use, sale, or distribution of a customer's personal information by internet providers without the express consent of the customer. The Maine House today approved legislation that will allow non-prescription drugs to be sold in vending machines. Mal Leary has details.
Opponents of the bill, which was approved by a margin of 85 to 54, had raised concerns that one of the non-prescription drugs that could be sold in the machines is the morning after pill. They cited fears that children could access that medication. Supporters say the bill simply allows Mainers access to all types of non-prescription drugs they might need after stores and pharmacies are closed. It faces further votes in the House and Senate. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
And the family of a 22-year-old man shot and killed by a Portland police officer 2 years ago has filed a civil rights and wrongful death lawsuit against the officer and the pawn shop that sold the victim a BB gun. According to the complaint, Sergeant Nicholas Goodman, who shot Chance Baker, had a magnifying scope on his service weapon and should have been able to see through the scope that Baker was carrying a BB gun. Hunter Tavares is the Baker's attorney.
Even in the complaint, one of the officers, I think the officer right next to Sergeant Goodman, who fired the shot, had suggested to him moments before that it looked like he was pumping it like an air rifle or a BB gun.
Tavares says the pawn shop was negligent in selling the BB gun to someone who was intoxicated and in mental distress. Goodman's attorney declined comment on the case, and the attorney representing the pawn shop couldn't be reached. Chance Baker's mother and grandmother, Chantel and Terry Baker, filed the lawsuit in February against Sergeant Goodman and the Coastal Pawn Shop. It's now been moved to U.S. District Court. In weather tonight, clear skies with lows in the 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with some isolated afternoon showers north and mountains and highs in the high 60s to high 70s north to south. And Saturday, mostly sunny with highs again in the high 60s to the high 70s north to south. The Maine House of Representatives has given early approval to a pair of bills that could affect the construction of a controversial transmission line from northern Maine down to Massachusetts. Supporters of the two proposals say they'll ensure that local communities acting as pass-throughs for Central Maine Power's project have a say in the permitting and receive adequate tax benefits. But opponents worry that one of the bills could give a single town veto authority over a project designed to deliver hydropower from Quebec to the regional electric grid. Steve Missler has our story.
Central Maine Power has notched several victories in its quest to build a transmission line. It's dubbed the New England Clean Energy Connect. Among them, winning approval from the Maine Public Utilities Commission this spring, and more recently, the seemingly imminent defeat of a bill that would have required an evaluation of the project's purported greenhouse gas reduction benefits. But on Thursday, CMP was dealt a setback in the Maine House, where lawmakers in both parties approved measures that could expand the battle over permitting to the more than dozen localities through which the 145-mile transmission line would pass. And that worries Democratic Representative Dean Rikerson of Kittery.
If you vote in favor of this bill, you will be allowing a single community, 69 population, to veto a project that affects our whole regional grid and would lower electrical prices.
Rikerson was referring to Carrotunk, population 69, according to the latest census, where residents last fall rescinded the town's early support for the transmission line. More than a dozen towns have taken similar positions, either withdrawing support or coming out against the project altogether. Supporters of a bill sponsored by Republican Chad Grignan of Athens says those towns should have a say in the project and be able to stop CMP from seizing land within their borders through eminent domain.
All we're asking is that the corporation go to the towns that want them there and not infringe on the liberties of the towns that do not want them.
Grignan's argument hinges on a value long cherished in Maine, local control, the idea that localities and their citizens should have some authority in decisions that affect them. Supporters of Grignan's bill argue that the transmission project subverts local control because Maine law currently allows a public utility like CMP to seize land for certain purposes, such as upgrading lines serving Maine customers. Grignan's bill changes that law in a way that specifically affects the transmission project, a change that Democratic Representative Seth Berry of Bodenham says is needed as a local check because the transmission project is designed to help Massachusetts meet its renewable energy goals and financially benefit CMP.
It is the only one that potentially allows, for the first time ever in Maine history, the seizure of private property or the trampling of local control by a private, for-profit line.
Berry says the CMP project as currently proposed may not require the use of eminent domain, but he says the bill acts as a safeguard if it does. Thursday's vote in the House was applauded by the group Say No to NECEC. The group also thanked lawmakers for approving Berry's bill that ensures pass-through communities get the assessed value of the project and property taxes, as well as other benefits. The votes on both bills were not along party lines, illustrating yet again that the politics of the CMP project are more populist than partisan. The measures now move to the Senate. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock, where we'll hear about Maine's loons and the efforts to manage and protect their population. I'm Nora Flaherty.